Italian investigators say there will be more arrests of mafia suspects following the raid Monday on a country house outside the Sicilian capital, which led to the arrest of four of the top 30 most wanted mafia suspects who were holding a summit, among them Salvatore Lopiccolo, believed to be the new boss of bosses. Police say they have now identified the villa where the boss was living and are also analyzing a collection of pizzini, or notes used by mafia bosses to give instructions, and other documents found during the raid. Interior Minister Giuliano Amato said Tuesday the fight against the organized crime syndicate will continue in an effort to arrest other members of the mafia.
Siamo in realtà nella prosecuzione.
Amato said we are continuing with a more intense and effective action that had its climate with the arrest last year of Salvatore Provenzano, who Lopiccolo is believed to have succeeded as the boss of bosses. Italian investigators said the arrest of Salvatore Lopiccolo, who was a fugitive for over 20 years, was a serious blow to the organization.
Per noi, la cupola di Cosa Nostra, la commissione provinciale.
The national anti-mafia prosecutor Pietro Grasso said the provincial commission and management of the strategic direction of the Cosa Nostra no longer exists for us. He added that it has been completely demolished and there is no known leadership anymore. But investigators also acknowledged that the mafia has the ability to regenerate quickly.
La mafia non è più una setta segreta.
Italy's police chief and director of public security, Antonio Manganelli, said the mafia is no longer a secret sect, which exists as the anti-state. He added that it is still a strong criminal organization, which has consistent influence and an important number of affiliates. But he added, the state has the power to combat it and will continue to do so. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.